Welcome back, boys and girls. This is episode 84, your Hump Day podcast, 8-Bit Bourbon, and happy Amazon Prime Day, if you're listening to this on Wednesday, which you better be, because that's when it comes out. Supposedly deals that rival Black Friday. That's what they're saying.
Did you ever do any Black Friday shopping on a... Isn't there a big thing like Cyber Monday?
I don't think so. Yeah, I think it's more Cyber Monday. I think Amazon does it for like a week now, though.
Yeah.
And apparently Walmart was like, well, fuck it, we're going to have a sale too, which is funny because I think Amazon Prime's like celebrating 5 years, 10 years of Prime or something. So it's like, it's really weird that Walmart's like, fuck it, we're in.
Yeah, it's free Prime shipping for everybody?
No, I think it's only for, I think all the sales are only for Prime customers.
Oh,
but
okay.
They're giving away 30 days of Prime, so pretty much anybody can get it.
That's nice.
Something like that. I don't know. I didn't do any real research on it. But yeah, I saw some of the stuff. There's like a 40-inch TV for $115. I mean, that's a steal. I don't care how shitty that TV is.
Like, that's pretty sweet.
For putting it someplace that you don't need it, you know what I mean?
Like your asshole.
Right, exactly. I'm going to make that my bathroom TV. There was something else that was really nice, too.
Any game sales?
Yeah, a bunch. I don't think they've announced all of them. Well, they said they had like $90 off a Roomba.
Ooh, I love my Roomba.
Shit, what else? There was something else that was really interesting. I don't know. I'd have to look back.
Get a Roomba. Get a Roomba and a 40-inch TV and some video games.
Yeah.
You're all set.
It's like Amazon really is the new Walmart. You can get anything you need. Get a steak and
a
Roomba.
A nice steak dinner.
So I feel like shit. I've got a heat pack on my neck.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet. Styling.
I feel terrible.
What the fuck happened to you? Just get sick?
That's really bad, yeah. I just was on my deathbed yesterday. I went to work today, which was a miracle. I felt way worse today than I did getting back from Vegas, which is saying something.
That is saying something. And both of us not drinking tonight.
No.
It's the first podcast we've ever done where we're not drinking.
I think so. I actually thought about it, and then I was like, that would just be so stupid.
I have to be up at work for like 4 in the morning, so drinking is really not an option on a Tuesday night.
Yeah. I'm already sweating because the air conditioner's off.
Yeah, well, that heating pack's probably not doing you a favor.
So. No, definitely not. I'm also feverish, so I've been sweating all day. So.
Aren't you supposed to get really hot to break a fever?
Yeah, sweat it out. That's what they say. I was going to go to the Y and sit in the steam room, but I just didn't want to see all the old balls. So
sounds like a perfect reason to go to the YMCA. Yeah.
Exactly. It's like you just can't wear a towel in there, huh? You just can't do that?
I know. Old balls.
I get it when you're changing, but like, here's what I don't understand about gym etiquette. Maybe we grew up in a different time. I'm fine with you changing. You don't have to change under your towel. Whatever. That doesn't bother me. But when you immediately go in the locker room and drop your drawers and then like walk to the urinal completely naked and piss, that's a little over the top to me. It's a little weird. Why don't you keep the shorts on while you go piss?
When I used to work, I used to work at the Y, like the little kids would be in there and these old guys just walking butt-ass naked around the little kids. Just dick swinging sure one of them, balls.
I'm sure one of them's name was Chester the Molester.
I know, right? It's like... kind of weird.
Yeah, I would not want my kid in that atmosphere. I don't want me in that atmosphere, so I definitely don't want my kid in that atmosphere.
It's funny, like, everybody always, like, it's like a common thing. Like, in all gyms, there's old people that just get naked.
I mean, it's definitely from, like, an older generation of, like, that's just the way it was done. But I just don't, like I said, I'm fine with you being naked in the locker room. But do you have to take a lap around the thing naked? That's the weird part to me. It's almost like you're, like...
I want
to
see somebody helicopter.
It's almost like you're helicoptered around the whole fucking thing. It's, I don't know. What is this podcast about?
Old man penis.
Oh, God, I'm starting to feel better already. I wonder why.
Old man penis?
Maybe. Balls, more likely. So there's that. I did nothing this week, pretty much, since the last podcast, because I got drunk Friday night. The last time I played video games was here, when we were playing Mortal Kombat.
You whooped my ass.
And that's pretty much it. I don't think I've played once. Actually, I played for 5 seconds while I was sitting on my bed waiting for your text.
That's pretty good. Counts. 5 seconds?
It's probably literally 2 minutes.
Nice. I did something Saturday. Our friend Jay, he inherited, like, his grandfather, like, passed away. It was, like, last year, this year.
I don't know if you're asking me.
But,
Within the last 2 years.
But, his grandfather used to work for Coleco. Is that the main company? Coleco? I don't know.
Did he work for Coleco or did he work for, like, something involved with Coleco?
I don't know. That's what I was wondering.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Because I know in Amsterdam there used to be the Coleco factory.
I think he told me this story a while ago, but I don't remember what it was.
Yeah, me either. But anyways, his grandfather had all these ColecoVision games that he just, I don't know if, like, when they closed, he just took them.
Mm-hmm.
Or if he just took them over time. But I went over there and helped Jay, like, sort out and make like an inventory list of all the ColecoVision games he had. He has so many ColecoVision games. It's like 58 ColecoVision games, most of them in sealed in box. Like, crazy. Never opened. And crazy. I've never played a ColecoVision before.
He's got to have.
We didn't try any of them, but.
I owned a ColecoVision, so I've probably played almost all those
what
games.
What was, like, the ColecoVision, like, a rival to? Was it, like, more like Atari 2600?
I want to say it was Atari, yeah.
Because it's so weird, like, these games, some of them say they work in the ColecoVision and the Atari 2600.
Yeah, it was before my time. I mean, I played ColecoVision after, like, we had a Super Nintendo, and then me and my brother Joe took it out of the closet, so, like, I don't even remember. Like, I mean, I think it came out when we were born, but, that thing has awesome games. I'm telling you, like, me and my brother would take it out every once in a while, and we used to have, like, 40 games, and my brother Ben took them to the fucking dump.
Can you imagine nowadays, like, having, like...
Ours weren't sealed. Ours were beat to shit.
Having, like, an Xbox game that works in a PS3.
I know.
It's so weird. Like, how the fuck did they, like...
I don't know. I wonder... Work that out. I don't know if they hit... I was just going to say they're made by the same company. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
I was just wondering, too, how the hell do we have so many ColecoVision... 40 might be an exaggeration, but we had well over 20. How the hell do we have 20 ColecoVision games? I feel like my brothers must have stolen them from somewhere.
Yeah, I was going to say, did Dan just steal them?
That seems like my parents did not have enough money to be buying 20 ColecoVision games.
They all have, like, Captain Video sticker scratched off them.
We had, like, 4 controllers, which is, like, unheard of back then.
Yeah.
Yeah, the ColecoVision, you guys should play some. Does he have a ColecoVision?
Yeah, he has. I think
is it box, though?
No, it's unboxed.
Oh, yeah, you guys should play it, then.
I think he has, like, a couple of them, maybe.
As long as you're not going to damage, like, you know, the boxed one, then I would definitely. I'm telling you, it's like there's some legit shit. That system got, I think, destroyed by the hype of everything else. Like, I think it was the Atari or whatever was out at the time. Do you remember the Jaguar?
Yeah, I remember the Jaguar.
It was hilarious.
But he also has, like, the way Coleco died, he has, like, the system that killed it called the Atom system.
Mm-hmm.
And what it was like this add-on thing to the ColecoVision, but it came with, like, a printer and, like, a tape deck, like a cassette tape thing,
mm-hmm.
and a keyboard. And I guess that thing was sold so bad and it was so, like, it just didn't work at all that it pretty much toppled the company.
Yeah.
And he has, like, all these sealed, like, Atom games. And
I wonder what's worth more, ColecoVision sealed games or Atom sealed games?
I don't know. It's hard to see because, like, a lot of people on eBay, we were trying to get, like, a gauge of where to price them, but a lot of the stuff hasn't sold, but some people were selling them high or low.
That list that I sent to you guys was pretty legit because it pulled it from, like, a bunch of different sites.
Yeah.
It wasn't like somebody just saying what they were. It actually pulled them from a bunch of different sites, so you guys should run through that list. I'm sure Jay forgot about it already. Yeah, that's really cool, though. It's so cool to have, I bet you Jay has one of the top 100 ColecoVision collections. I mean, because most of it's sealed.
Been around, like, a video game collection like that. Like,
yeah.
That's, like, history. And, like, they're...
Yeah. And, like, the guy said, the historian on Twitter, he was like, holy shit, he's got, like, 5 sealed game. I don't remember what it was called, but...
Yeah, and, like, perfectly sealed.
And, like, the box is, like, the size of this laptop. That was another weird thing about it.
And the boxes, they're not, like, watermarked or anything. It's, like, they sat in a box for the last 30 or 25 years.
Right. I think his grandfather was... purposely collecting them. You know what I mean? Like, he had the foresight to.
And he's got, like, this Donkey Kong Jr. game for the Atom system still wrapped in plastic. Never been opened.
That's cool. Yeah, I mean, I'm assuming he's just going to sell all that stuff because he doesn't care enough. I don't know why he wouldn't.
Yeah, I mean, and he just got a new house, so he just wants to put money towards the house.
Yeah,
stuff.
I mean, he's got
perfect investment.
He's got plenty of memories.
I was telling Jay, like, even if these games are, like one game is, like, $20, you have 7 copies of it sealed.
Right.
You know, like, you can even undercut people and sell 15 and still make off.
Yeah.
He must have, like, I would say, like, at least $1,000 worth of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, he could also put it all up for one price just to see, you know, put a reserve on it just to see if somebody wants the whole kit and caboodle.
I imagine those Atom systems have to be worth some money.
You would think so. See, I could see it going both ways. I could see it being, like, super rare, so it's worth something. I could also see it being, like, E.T., where, like, they made a billion, and they're just everywhere still.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, I don't think the Atom sold that well at all.
Right. You know what I'm saying, though? Like, maybe they made a bunch, but they didn't sell well. But I bet you they're pretty rare.
And
how about this? I've heard of it. I've seen it on the internet, but I've never actually seen one in person before.
And the ColecoVision, he still has. He still has, like, the papers for it, and it gives, like, what number produced it was.
He's got, that's,
like,
cool.
Tag for it. It's cool. And the best, like, I really didn't know what the Atom system was until I, like, Googled it and watched some YouTube videos on it. Apparently the greatest feature about that was if you put the tape next to it when you booted it on, it set out, like, this electromagnetic surge or spark, and it erased all the information on the cassette.
Nice.
Yeah. So that was one that had something like a 55 or 60% fail rate.
That's new school.
Yeah, that was,
or old school, I mean.
System. Like, people complain about video games now.
Yeah, well, it's funny.
Can you imagine having like a 50-50 shot?
Right. Well, it's funny because back then I think stuff was more reliable, you know?
Yeah.
Cartridges and stuff like that. Like, I had my Super Nintendo, probably, you know, if I still had it, it would probably still work, you know? Yeah. But that's, yeah, you can't have a 10% fail rate and survive.
Yeah, it's crazy. And the thing was $800. It was an add-on to the ColecoVision.
That's crazy.
It wasn't even like a standalone system.
Yeah, so the ColecoVision must have done well enough for them to release something that adds on to it. I'm telling you, though, like, the ColecoVision was where you went to play, like, arcade-type games. Like, there were so many great, like, space shooters and stuff. Me and Joe used to have so much fun playing that thing. We should go over there and play it sometime.
We should.
Can we Twitch it? We'd have to get an adapter, obviously.
Yeah, but I would say it's probably easier just to, like, emulate it.
Yeah, that's true, I guess. But it's not the same, though.
No, it's not. And he's got
You know what we could do is we could just Twitch, or we could just YouTube a video of us playing it and try to get a really good angle on it.
He's also got, like, since he has, like, all these, he's got, like, hundreds of manuals for these games. Like, he doesn't have.
I gotta tell you, I miss the manual. I thought it was so cool.
Dude, some of these manuals are awesome. You should see this Dragon Lair's game menu. It's like a fantasy book. It's so big.
Dude, the first thing I used to do when I used to get games, one of my favorite memories was I would come home, take the instruction manual out, immediately take a dump and read the thing.
Yeah.
I remember, what were the cool ones? Skyrim had, or not Skyrim, what was the Mist? Second Mist or whatever.
I don't even know.
Riven had like an awesome thing, and then there's so many ones that had like legit backstories of like multiple chapters.
I used to just on the ride to church in the morning, I used to just grab all the manuals out of my game boxes as I would read on the way to church, and then I would just like slide them into a Bible, and I'd be sitting there like reading about like Legend of Zelda and shit like that.
I know, it was so good. Like, it probably wouldn't do what it did for us back then, but it was so fun back then.
I used to remember getting so pissed when some of them were like 3 pages long.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
That's such like, The Witcher 3 is so genius for doing that. Like, it probably cost them nothing to do that. Just do it. You know, like, it probably cost them, I don't know, $2,000 of R&D. Maybe probably more than that. Probably 10 grand of R&D of like somebody to make the images and all that stuff. But you're basically using existing assets, and then you just have to print the paper, which cannot be that much.
And a lot of that ColecoVision or the Coleco stuff he has, you could tell like they're in like a high streak where they were just throwing money into it. Like, it's kind of like how like Atari fell. Like, they had so much money they never even thought like the train would stop.
Right.
Some of these like game manuals, they're like hand drawn like art. It's not like some of the old Nintendos where they just pulled like the art and just copied and pasted in there.
Right.
It's like hand drawn art into the thing. They're thick. They're nice paper. It's awesome.
Yeah, that's very cool.
It is really cool.
Yeah, I think Jay's gonna have to see. If you guys are interested in buying some ColecoVision games, let us know.
Yeah,
systems.
I tweeted out a picture. It's on our.
I think the worst thing he could probably do is go to the local store.
I told him not to. I said you can maybe go talk to him, see if he knows anybody that like buys and sells older games, but because the guy around here, he'd probably buy them, but he's just gonna put them on eBay anyways.
Yeah, he's gonna undercut them big time.
Yeah,
I think it's worth. I bet you he'll get literally twice as much if he does his research. If he was gonna get 10% more, I'd say just sell them to the fucking guy. Yeah. But if he's gonna get twice as much,
I think he's got like over $1,000 for stuff, but it's not. I told him is like it's probably gonna be a slow burn.
Yeah.
It's not gonna be like overnight.
Oh yeah, I think he has all of $1,000 worth of stuff.
It's nice.
Yeah. I mean, just the systems alone, you know,
the box for his ColecoVision is a little beat up, but he still has the box for it.
Right. Which there can't be a ton of those. And it's unopened, correct?
No, not, I don't,
not that one.
Unless
okay.
he has more ColecoVisions.
Yeah, because I thought he said he had multiple ones.
I think he has unopened Atoms, but I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Well, I don't even know at the time.
I'm going to live eBay an unopened Atom right now, so you can tell us more about what you've been playing.
Oh, I've been playing that PlayStation Now free, or PlayStation, the hell's it called? Plus? Yeah, PlayStation Plus free game, Rocket League. And if you don't know what Rocket League is, it's like you're an RC car.
I would love to play that, but I've heard that it's the netcode. It kind of stinks now.
I think that's just, that happens a lot on PlayStation. So
it does, yeah. But I've heard that like playing four players on a couch is like the fucking most fun ever.
Yeah, how would that work? Split
two
screen?
2-on-2, 4-player split screen.
Okay, yeah, I would definitely try it. Dude, it's fucking
By the way, there's an Atom on on here for $476. Now, that I don't think there's any bid, so that doesn't really
mean
shit.
Yeah, that's what that's telling.
But the fact that it's in that vicinity tells me that it's definitely multiple of hundreds of dollars. I don't think
the apparently, like, that system was so flawed. Like, if you didn't have the printer, you couldn't use the system because the power for the console was on the back of the printer, which made a lot of sense. And I guess some of the connecting cords were, like, phone cables.
And by this way, this one's not unopened.
Oh, wow.
But, again,
I mean, if you're a video game collector, I think the Atom would be a huge piece for an old console. Because not a lot of people know what it is. It was part of a huge system, and it killed a system. I think anything that kills something could be worth some money someday.
Yeah. I mean, definitely. It's one of those things. It's like, you're not buying any of these really to play them. I mean, you can. But it is a huge part of history.
Yeah, and if you're going to play the Atom, you have to, like, YouTube it on how to operate it, because you'll erase your games.
Yeah, that's also true.
It's so funny. Like, how the hell did they not notice that was happening?
That is really amazing.
But anyways, back to Rocket League. Rocket League is like an RC game, soccer, or like you're an RC car driving around. Like, well, maybe you're not an RC car, but the arena is so big, you look like a little tiny car, and the soccer ball is huge. You pretty much just drive around a car.
It's like RC cars with a beach ball. Yeah, that's basically what it is.
You can jump around. You can do crazy tricks, and you can crash into each other.
Very cool. I love how, like, you can do like a backflip and shoot it.
Yeah, you can do. Yeah, you can do like a bicycle kick kind of thing. You can do like kind of like outside benders, inside benders. There's a way to like spin your car, and yeah, it's like, I think it's up to 4-on-4.
Yeah, it looks very cool. I'll definitely.
It's really fun. Someday. It's really fucking hard. The controls are, because it's pretty complicated. Like, you think it's just as easy as pushing a ball forward,
right?
But it's not. There's tricks people can do to flip the ball up. Mm-hmm. You can fly your car up and I've seen smash people, the ball down,
flick it up and do like a bicycle kick. It's
I don't know how to do that. The computer is pretty shitty on it, so I usually just pin it in a corner and just push it in there and just try.
Right.
It's the way I play is not very good. But it's really fun. If you have a PlayStation Plus,
Of sales, before we get away from this, Tomb Raider. I know you want to mention that.
Oh, yeah, Tomb Raider. It's $9 right now on the Xbox Live Store.
I think that's going on sale on the Amazon Prime, but there's no way it's going to be cheaper than that, I wouldn't think. So.
What is that Xbox sale called? Summer sales? Summer deals?
I don't know.
It's been going on for like a week.
Yeah, they have some sort of...
It's awesome. Like, I haven't really picked up anything because I'm trying not to... I have so many games that I haven't finished. I thought about playing or buying Mortal Kombat, but I just didn't pull the trigger.
What's the price now?
I think it's 44.
44, yeah.
Which that's I said before was like my sweet spot.
It'll get to 40, yeah, I bet. You might want to check it out if it's on Amazon Prime.
I think Troutman said CD Keys lowered it to match the summer deal.
Yeah, because I saw when I got mine, where did I get mine now? Yeah, I got mine from Amazon, and it was 40.
That's a good deal.
So I don't know if it's still that. Because they had this weird thing where they had it on Walmart and Target online for 40, but I went there and they didn't have it. So it was an online only sale, which is so stupid. It was 60 there.
You can't order online and have it.
I thought if you could do that or not, but you have to literally do the delivery. So they told me like that it wouldn't be there that day. So it was like, just to prevent people from doing exactly that. And I was like, it's all part of your inventory. This doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, they have to have like a global inventory, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
They're not franchises.
Maybe it's they do that such that some competitive thing with the brick and mortars. I don't know. It was really weird, though. I was like, all right, well, I'm just going to go order on Amazon then. Yeah. Thanks a lot.
What else to say? Yeah, I don't know. Rocket League, TD Sprouse told me to try it, and I was going to plan on trying it. I just never got around to do it. But it's really fun. I wonder if we could play with – can me and you be on the same team from different –
I believe so. I think I read that.
I just haven't fucked around with it because I've heard awful horror stories about how bad the online
was. It's not like iDarb,
yeah,
which is the worst. By the way, if they fixed that,
iDarb,
that'd be amazing, wouldn't it? If like we could all play online together now.
I don't know. I think we'd be any good. So
yes,
yeah. I was gonna say yeah too.
100%. But I wonder if they ever fixed that or if it was just too hard because it's such a twitchy game.
God, that game is good.
It's one of my favorite games of the last 5 years.
Did that come out this year or last year?
I don't know. I want to say...
It was probably last year.
I want to say last year.
God, that game's good. So funny.
I could play that anytime still. It was so much fun.
Rocket League might be like up there for us. It's really fun.
I'll definitely play it, but I can't see it being better than iDarb.
Oh, no. I mean like fun.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be better. Problem is it's hard, and I imagine people... Like, it's a game that you have to play constantly online to keep up with people, because...
Speaking of which, when I was at Chad's last weekend, for an hour we played Master Chief Collection, which was fun. But that just reminded me, we should definitely play Griffball sometime. It's the best game mode ever. I don't know. We have to check again. Yeah, it seems like it goes on.
I've had it ever since E3. I've had an itch to play Halo.
It worked way, way better. I was terrible, but it worked way, way better.
I really want to play some Halo.
Yeah, we should.
Also, I bought The Long Dark. I was twitching it the other day, and I only had like 35 minutes left in the preview thing.
How does that work? Oh, is that an Xbox game?
Yeah, it's an early access Xbox game. Okay. It was $30. Right now it's $20. I don't know if it's part of sale or they just weren't selling it and maybe knocked it down a couple bucks.
That must be what happened, yeah.
Yeah, so I bought that because I really kind of like it. Like, it's not the prettiest game, but I've always watched, like...
What game is that again?
The Long Dark. It's like, the premise is you're just alone in the woods and you got to scrounge around for... supplies and try to stay as long.
Wait a second, do I own that game?
To stay alive for as long as you can. It was like a Steam early access game they brought over.
No, I'm thinking of it gets a 10 on Steam, which is crazy.
It's really good.
I always think of always don't starve.
Yeah, don't starve.
Is that like a similar idea? It's like you have to survive in the woods by getting supplies. I thought Don't Starve was really cool.
But
this one looks like a much prettier version of Don't Starve.
It's got graphics. I wouldn't say it's the prettiest game.
Art style. Let me show you what Don't Starve looks
like. I know what that is.
Yeah, that's ugly shit. Cool, though. Very cool graphics. But
what I liked about it, because it's like you start in the early access thing. The only thing you can do is start in like the sandbox mode, and they just throw you in a random spot, and you start. And you could be like middle of night, middle of blizzards. It could be like animals around you that can fuck you up. Or you can start in a building and you just kind of pick your way through. I liked that about that until I started playing on Twitch and people were starting to tell me where to go. Because it kind of ruined like the thing where I thought it was randomly generated every single time. Mm-hmm. So I was trying to like ignore the Twitchers too. Although I appreciate you guys for watching. Because I didn't want them to tell me. I wanted to figure it out for myself. And the farthest I've ever gotten is like a day, 2 days maybe.
Yeah.
Before something tragic happened to me.
Yeah. Like those games are like the type of game where you have to really... Oh my God, I can barely talk. Where you can like... If this is not leaving it all out in the field, by the way, I don't know what it is. This is dedication to the podcast.
You're the man.
Jesus. What was I going to say? Oh, those are the type of games where you have to get like wacky at some point to survive like crazy. Like you'll see some of like the Don't Starve... I don't ever seek this stuff out, but it'll always be like on Reddit Gaming, and I usually click every link when I go there every few days, and like it'll be like a YouTube video of a guy that's Don't Starve, and it'll just be like he has like a city built. I mean, it's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. Like every time I have something good going, something fucking happens to me, and it fucks it up. I found this awesome build. Well, I didn't find it. I have no idea where it is on the map, but I started in this building. And had like all these supplies. I was living large. Like I was comfortable.
That was the first place you were.
Yeah, I was staying warm, and, like, there were doors, so I kind of went out one door and, like, just wanted to see where I was in the map. Came back in. Next door, came back in. Door didn't have a doorknob on it. So I couldn't get back in. I was middle of night, with like, not ready to be outside.
They definitely did that just to fuck you.
And I was, like, on top of a ledge. I had nowhere to go. And so my guy started freezing, so I started building a fire. And my guy was tired, so I put him to bed. I put two fires around me, and I froze to death at night because I didn't have enough supplies to keep a fire going.
That's really funny.
I survived like 16 hours, and I had such good supplies.
I would have loved to see that just to see if there's anything you could have done about that to survive.
I think
or they were just totally messing with
you. People on Twitch said I should have built like a bigger fire.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
But what would you do the next day if you were on a ledge?
I don't know. It was so dark because I didn't have a flashlight or anything.
Maybe you could get in the window or something. Who knows?
I don't know. Maybe climb down somewhere. Yeah. Also, there's like a run button, but you have to be careful because you can trip and fall and like sprain your ankle or break your arm. So you can't run downstairs. You gotta be. It's really fun.
That sounds annoying, but funny.
Yeah. And the last thing I'll say, like, because I don't want to ruin it, you guys should check it out. I was back in that building because I spawned like right next to it my last time playing. And I gathered all the supplies I found before. And then I was like, wait till morning. And I'm going to go out there and I'm going to search the area. So I went out there, took a couple steps. I found a dead deer. And I was like, sweet. I got meat and stuff. And there's a way to like you can cure meat, like dry it out. So you can do other stuff with it. Like you can build like traps or I don't know, like armor or arrows or something with it. But the thing is, you got to lay it on a dry spot on the floor. So I went back in the building, put my guts, the guts down. I left. I walked like 5 minutes and all of a sudden a blizzard came. Could barely see in front of me. I finally got my, I was like, fuck this. I got to turn around and go back. I came back and I opened up the door and I hear like walking. I was like, what the fuck is that? A fucking wolf got in the building. I don't know if it's because he knew he could smell the meat or something like that.
I'm sure that's what
it
was.
Dude, it fucked me up so fast. And I had the best run I've ever had. Like, it was like 21.
How long does it take to get to like 2 days in that game? Like in our time?
Well, you can sleep and stuff, but the more you sleep, like you can burn off calories. And if you don't have food or water.
Or like about, like approximately to a 2 hour run or a 2 day run.
I don't know, an hour, less than an hour.
Okay, yeah.
Because you can, that is good though. You can sleep and burn time. You can.
One of my problems with Don't Starve is that it was a little too easy to get to a certain point, at least I thought. But the problem with that, and I thought that game was great. I'm not shitting on that game, but the problem with that was is that it was like I'd play like an hour and a half session, and then be like, do I really want to do that again? You know what I mean? It's like it's hard because you're starting completely over again.
Yeah. I think that's where the putting you in random spots makes me want to play a little more, because right. if they would have put me in the I think it was like a dam, that's the building, and I had to go back through every single room, pick up all those objects. Yeah. Like, well, it's great having all those items,
yeah,
but doing it like for like a half an hour,
right,
every single time.
Well, that's the thing with Don't Starve is that it's like just a 2D plan, so there's like there's not that much exploration to do. Like, yeah, you do find some cool stuff, but it's much cooler to like find a building that you can actually go inside of than
there's definitely a lot of exploration in The Long Dark, and it's scary. It's like really like they wanted to get that like you're like all alone, and they really do that solitary feel really well.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fun. I like it.
So have you looked at the list of Xbox 360 throwback games? Is there any that we need to get? Because I haven't really looked at it yet.
You mean like backwards compatible? Did you ever get the invite? Yeah, you did.
I don't have any games because I switched my right. account, so I probably have several. But
you know, I was thinking the other day after playing like Geometry Wars Retro Evolved. I think it's the second one, and then Geometry Wars Retro Evolved 2 is like I don't know. It's all screwed up. But I would really like the Retro Evolved 2 because that game is so good.
I mean, as the Giant Bomb talked about, and as I saw already on, I said it before I heard of the Giant Bombcast, though, is Burnout Paradise. It would be so sick. I would love to play that game.
Pro tip. I guess they're going to bring it. Maybe they're going to bring it.
They said.
They said that I think Jeff said the game's like $3 and like 70 cents on the
Xbox. That's right. I saw that.
I tried to buy it from the Xbox 360 app. You can't use that app like you can use the Xbox One app.
So you'd have to have a 360. Oh, no. Yeah. I bet you could go on xboxlivecom.
I just haven't. That seems like a... It was one of those things where I was going to do it right there, and then like they told me I couldn't do it, and I was like, fuck it.
I think I have...
I used to have a copy of that.
Burnout Paradise disc. That being said, if I can get it, it just depends how easy it is for me to buy for $3. If it's a pain in the ass, I'm not going to do it.
That game is one of my favorite games for that last generation.
It's great. It's too bad that it removed the awesome crash mode that the previous one had.
Yeah.
But the racing is way, way better.
And you could kind of destroy things.
Yeah, but that crash mode was so sick, though. Good. It was like you would be flipping through cars. You can actually adjust your car to create the largest traffic. I thought that was so cool. I couldn't believe they removed that. That being said, I think they put all those resources into the racing, which was awesome.
If they're going to do like, you know how you could download Xbox One games or the original Xbox games for your 360? Mm-hmm. Like I had both Max Payne's. And I had the good Burnout. I think it was Burnout 3.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the one we were... That's a good one, right?
You mean Paradise? Or no, you mean the other one?
The good one with the crash mode.
I think that's 3, yeah.
I had that. So I wonder if those games will ever be available for me. Because they were digital downloads.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a good question.
I don't know either.
Emulating the emulator?
Yeah, was that how they did it before? Was the Xbox 360 just straight up... Was it just able to play those games?
I think they made it from the ground up to be able to play, so it's possible. I'm not really sure.
So I would love to.
But they probably have to get them approved. So
I would.
Oh, they definitely would have to get them approved. So I don't know if they'd even bother.
Really, really want Shadow Complex.
Yeah, that would be neat.
I'm trying to think of what good games I liked on Xbox 360 Store. Maybe Uno. Uno was really fun.
Yeah, the Uno is fun. I mean, I already have. I've already played the shit out of Braid. I don't want to play that again. I don't know. I can't really remember right now.
I still remember
There's definitely
I...
something. Oh, I the game that I would get, the my most anticipated game would be NBA Jam.
Oh, yeah, that was so good.
It was one of the best games. That was everything. That was the opposite of Tony Hawk HD. Tony Hawk HD was the biggest piece of shit game I've ever played, and NBA Jam was fucking awesome.
It was really good. I love the faces they used to make when they were dunking, how they like stare at the camera and it's like their mouth was wide open.
It was basically just the Dreamcast version, but updated. That. It was perfect.
So good.
Oh, God, I hope they release that. They won't, though, because they'll probably want to release like a newer version.
And I would love,
shit.
Since there's no more boxing games, I love Fight Night Round 3.
That would be cool, yeah.
That was one of my all-time favorite games.
Yeah, what else is out there?
I'm trying to think. It's tough. Like, that... That generation lasted so long, and
there's so many games that, like, it's so, like, so there's games like Metal Gear Solid 4 that are kind of, like, games that people think of as, like, all-time great games, and there's not a ton of those from that generation, but there's, like, a shitload of, like, really good games.
Like, I feel like I should play Burnout. I feel like I should play the Mass Effect games.
I know. You would love those, I'm sure. That's right up your alley.
Oh.
Can't you get the remastered, or aren't they doing that, or is that, just rumored?
Yeah, I know Mass Effect 1 is available for backwards compatibility right now.
Yeah, maybe not.
I want Dead Space, the Dead Space thing.
Yeah.
Dead Space 2 is one of my all-time favorite games. I never played the third one because it got reviewed so poorly. But if I can find it for like $10 on the Xbox 360 store and they ever like made it backwards compatible, I would like to try that out.
Did you ever hear or do you know what Dishonored is, that game?
I played like half Dishonored and said, I don't see it.
I don't really care about that game at all. But there's this guy on YouTube who does Dishonored videos, and he's like the best Dishonored player in the world. And he does these videos where he will kill like 12 people at the same time. They're you don't even have to understand the game to see how ridiculous this person is. He'll like throw shit in the air. So like he just does like a montage of all of his kills. It's so cool.
There was nothing. I thought that game was cool, but I'm just not in stealth games, and that was just too much.
Yeah, I'm surprised you don't like that game though, just because there's so many cool like combo type kills.
I must have played a
good
like 7-8 hours of it.
Yeah, you should watch those videos. I bet you it'll make you want to go back and play, because he's not really stealth at all.
Yeah,
he will, once he gets like all of his powers. That's probably part of it. Is like he will jump from roof to roof, teleport, slash one guy, pull him off or out of a window while he's slashing another guy's throat, teleport up, stab the guy coming down. It's like he just kills like 8 guys in a row, like that. It's unbelievable.
I probably should have given that game a better chance, but I don't know. I think something else. There's probably a Call of Duty game that came out around it.
It looked cool. I never really had an interest in playing it. But
also, I wanted to make a retraction on something I've said. I don't think Arkham Knight is better than Arkham City.
Interesting.
After like digesting it for a while, I don't think it's a better game. I think it's actually not. My problem with Arkham Asylum, I think it's a very good game. I didn't like how it was so like tight and corridored off. I felt like I didn't like the backtracking you constantly had to do to get the one
section.
Yeah,
that was my biggest problem with that game. That was the only one that I played. That was the first one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But after like thinking about, I fucking hate the Batmobile. Some of the side missions were stupid. I hated what they did with some of the bosses. That game, this one, you ever have that with a game? Like, you really enjoy, like, there's parts about it I really like. I think it's an awesome game, but, like, after sitting there and thinking about it, I was like, and then, like, hearing other podcasts, like, talk about it, I was like, yeah, I agree with that, and yeah.
Yeah, I think it's hard to discern,
but I am excited
though,
for Batgirl DLC that comes out yesterday.
Yeah, I think it's hard to discern, too, because, sometimes, like, what's more important, though, the immediate enjoyment of the game or kind of the artistic look back at it? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Where you really enjoyed it while you were playing it. So,
You
know what I mean? That does happen. Where you look back on a game and go, that game wasn't really that great.
I would highly recommend it. I think it's a good Batman game. It's just, there was just things in it. It's like, why the fuck, like, they made one of my all-time favorite games. Like, why the fuck are they doing that? And then, like, some of the podcasts I listen to of, like, professional, like, journalists. Some of them are suggesting the idea that maybe they didn't want to make that game, so they kind of just, like, halfway through it, they were like, fuck it, we don't care. Like, because it gets to the point sometimes where it's not a Batman game.
Yeah, but you said it had a really good story.
It did have a really good story.
I don't think you put the work into a story unless you really care about the game.
But then there's,
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
that's probably the hardest thing to do, so.
Yeah. But the side stuff sucked.
Yeah.
It was some of it I liked, but then like, I don't know, just digesting it is like, so it's not better than Arkham City. So no. I'm sorry I said that. I'm sorry, Batman.
Yeah, that's I'm gonna edit that part out of the podcast. Yeah. We don't do corrections just here.
Keep on editing. It's me saying Arkham Knight's better than Arkham City.
All right, let's get to the meat of the podcast. Which by meat I mean I don't know how long are we into this? Just
minus like 3 minutes off of that. 37. Okay. 33.
So Comic-Con just happened.
Comic-Con.
That was San Diego Comic-Con, right? The big one.
Yeah, the big one.
And before we get into these trailers, so every time there's trailers there, they leak, obviously, because someone takes a selfie.
This
video.
One was, I feel like this year had more leaks. I mean, obviously that problem's going to grow and grow.
But then everybody freaks out because, like, I understand they want to give a first look to people at Comic-Con because they're going there. Yeah. Absolutely. But at the same time, it's like, stop caving and releasing the HD trailers because guess what? Like the Suicide Squad.
Don't talk like that.
No, but what I'm saying is instead of like being like, oh, what are we gonna do? I guess we'll just. But like, if you really care about giving them the experience, just don't release the HD trailer for 2 weeks because like the Suicide Squad trailer was unwatchable. There was no need to release that HD trailer if they didn't want to. Is what I'm saying. You know, they like caved to public pressure, but it's like. That was an unwatchable trailer.
It was funny.
The quality was so bad.
In that leaked trailer, the director, he makes jokes about how everything they've been doing is getting leaked. So he's like, I found this thing on the internet. I thought I would show you guys. And then they just throw it out there anyways after it got leaked.
It is. You know what they should do, too, is that they should show it like E3 when they do release it. And they should show the Comic-Con event. Because it's really cool when, like, they're showing... I mean, they obviously should release the regular trailer, too, but it's really cool when they show the Joker and everyone goes nuts. It's, you know, I've never seen that in, like, a comic... or, like, a movie situation because that's, like, an E3 thing, you know, where they announce Final Fantasy VII and everyone goes nuts or whatever.
Sometimes they do give them an extra clip, like, people don't have quick enough time. Like, they'll show, like, 30 seconds of, like, a character.
What they did, too, is... People don't have time. You hear what they did with the World of Warcraft trailer?
No.
They had like 3 screens, so it'd be impossible to leak.
Oh, okay.
So like it wouldn't even work on a normal television. So it was like I guess it was like a wraparound 270 and like split up.
That's cool.
I don't think they did it for piracy purposes, but it just worked out that
way. Yeah. Well, I haven't seen or even heard of
nothing. I saw one screenshot. I'm sure it's gonna suck, but I'll probably see it. Probably not in theaters, but
it looks pretty cool. Like not. The trailer, I haven't seen that, but the art and the character looks
and that's
badass.
What I'm hoping because that those games have some of the best art ever.
I'm a sucker for fantasy.
Yeah, I will definitely see it regardless, but I don't know about the theaters. If it gets good reviews, I'll see it in the theaters probably, maybe.
So, want to talk some trailers?
Yeah.
You want to start with Suicide Squad since we're right there?
Sure.
Does this mean anything to you?
My thoughts on Suicide Squad, I think the movie looks mediocre as hell. I thought... Jared Leto's Joker looked awesome.
Yeah, I thought it looked really cool.
You know, and
like you were kind of defender of it. Say, let me see it in motion.
Yeah, and like he delivers that line so badass. Yeah. And ultimately, it's like you can't have them just do the Heath Ledger. Like the Heath Ledger Joker was amazing, and I think that's kind of everyone's favorite version of the Joker is Heath Ledger's Joker in like the comic books. But how lame would it be if they just did another Heath Ledger Joker? So I think they took it a really weird way, and I think that's cool. But the rest of the movie looked highly mediocre to me.
I'm a DC fanboy, so I'll disagree with that. But remember the original...
I hope I'm wrong. I don't know that it's going to suck. I'm just... my problem is there's too many characters, and like the only ones that I'm really interested in are the Joker and Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe... Is there anybody else in there?
Killer Croc looks cool.
He actually did look pretty cool. They like we said, like Deadpool.
Deadpool?
Will Smith.
Deadshot. But what was I going to say? Oh... The Joker thing? Did he used to have a tear on his eye, or was it always a J? Did they change that? Remember that picture they released?
Oh, I don't know.
For some reason, I didn't even notice a tear, but they changed that where you usually have a tear for, like, prison time. It was a J. The teeth, I'm going to have to get used to it. Didn't bother as much as I thought. It's just strange to see.
But he looked fucking insane, and the way he delivers that line is so badass. That guy's just the man. I hope it's good. That's a hard story to tell.
I love the one scene where the guy, they're like robbing a place and shooting up a place and the guy's wearing a Batman mask.
Yeah.
I thought that was so cool.
And then the panda suit.
Yeah.
And I like too that it was extremely violent because that's what that movie has to be. Like someone was just walking through a store just shooting everyone.
My thoughts are like, I'm, I I didn't want Will Smith in this movie because I don't really like Will Smith, but I kind of understand why he's in there, because Deadshot, like, his story is he does the stuff for his daughter.
Right.
And I think Will Smith is a really good fit to show, like character with depth and emotion, because in the trailers you could see, like, him with his daughter. Mm-hmm. You could see, like, he doesn't necessarily look like the awful person he's supposed to be.
By the way, how far has his career fallen off? He would have never done a movie where he was the fourth star. Like, I saw an article about it, like, a year ago. He used to be, every movie was number one at the box office, and he hasn't had that in a long time. But anyway, he's still a great actor.
I'm not with you. I think the trailer, I thought the trailer was cool.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be the greatest movie of all time.
I don't think it's going to suck. I had hopes that it could be great, and I don't know. You know what my main problem with it is? I don't like the overall, like, cinematography. Like, it looked just, like, really dark. Not dark as in mood, but just, like, literally dark.
Problem is, I don't think I've seen a movie by David Ayers.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's a teaser. This is like what the first Batman Superman trailer was. It didn't really show anything.
No.
If you look at all those clips, the only real reveal was the Joker.
Yeah.
And
people got to remember, this isn't like, Joker's not in the Suicide Squad. I don't know if they changed it for this, but like, I think this is their way of introducing Joker back into the world.
No, I get the feeling there's a good chance
he might be the guy they're going after.
Yeah, I get the feeling that he's not in the Suicide Squad.
Because people are like pitching, like, oh, they wouldn't show Joker in the Suicide Squad to last like 10 seconds of the thing. It's like, well, he's probably not in the Suicide Squad. They're probably showing, like, in a lot of movie trailers, they do show the villain occasionally. Like,
I think it told a lot with the fact that they said, you know, these are the guys, blah, 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 blah. And they showed every single person in the Suicide Squad. Yeah. And then end of the trailer, they showed the, like, and then after they did that, there was some stuff shown, and then they showed the Joker. So, yeah, either they're going after him, or maybe he's trying to play the other side of them, or something.
And it was cool to see Batman in the trailer, too.
Yes, it was. I will see that movie just for
the Joker. As big of a Joker fan you are, I was so
happy when I saw that. I just feel like people are so close-minded. People saw that and were like, that doesn't look like Heath Ledger's Joker. Yeah. And it's just like...
That's fine.
Yeah, like I think that would be lame. You have to take risks.
I'll be really interested. Hopefully the chemistry between Harley Quinn and him is good.
I bet it'll be good.
The only thing that bothered me in the whole trailer, I know, besides like Will Smith and shit, the insurance line. Wasn't that from, like,
I don't remember
when she's riding in, like, Joker's Lamborghini and Batman's on top? Oh, she said something like, I hope you have insurance on this. I think, was it Batman Returns or what was the Batman? Batman Forever? Drew Barrymore or somebody makes that same line. I don't know if they're, like, making fun of the old Batman movies or something.
I don't know.
Somebody look it up for us.
I feel like that line might not end up in the movie anyway.
Yeah.
You know, it could be one of those things.
I don't know.
I thought Harley Quinn actually looked really cool, though. I was a little bit worried that she might not be able to play.
I'm not sold on the voice. Badass. Like, I didn't want the obnoxious voice, but I wanted a little more to it.
Yeah, I agree with that.
It's still early.
Where the Joker's voice was fucking awesome.
Dude, and he's creepy as hell.
He is so creepy. That guy's awesome.
Yeah.
So yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. Let's just get X-Men out of the way, because I didn't watch it.
I watched the leak.
Yeah.
Was there a full one?
I'm not sure if it's even been released yet.
It looked... I don't know.
I just don't care about this movie.
You need to watch
it. I did. I liked it.
Yeah, I thought it was... Because I wasn't a fan of First Class.
Yeah, I wasn't either. I don't know. I can't get amped up for the live-action X-Men movies. Yeah. I don't know why. And I was a massive X-Men fan as a kid.
The problem with this one is... X-Men 3 sucked because they put 30,000 X-Men in it.
Right.
Seems like this is an awfully large cast. Mm-hmm. They showed like a cast photo from their panel, and there was like 60 people on the fucking stage.
Yeah, I mean, I've said it before, I'll say it again. I would be much more excited about like a 3D animation X-Men, like a Pixar X-Men, than I am a live action. It's just weird to me.
I like Apocalypse. He's one of my favorite, like, all-time bad guys.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll probably introduce my favorite X-Men of all time, Archangel. Like,
probably,
I like Angel and Archangel equally. But
Do you remember the way to kill Apocalypse?
I do not.
Well, unless this was just, you know, how comics
I remember
change
in the cartoon
the time.
When they fought him. But
I think it was a comic that I read. But again, this could be just like one story arc. There was a spot on the back of his neck where you had to put a needle.
Okay, I think I remember that, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why. I remember reading a comic on my bed and seeing that, and I thought it was the weirdest thing ever. That's why I remember.
I just want to see Warren.
Because it was always Archangel that was like... Yeah, Angel he was an Archangel. Their whole he story was one of the seven horsemen. Okay.
Yeah, because like Warren Worthington, he like dies as Angel and right. he gets brought back.
So crazy how I can remember that, and like I literally haven't read that stuff since I was
That X-Men animated series was so good.
It really
was. The depth of like stories they did, like the Archangel stuff was so good.
Speaking of which, that hilarious video with the He-Man thing that I've watched 50 times.
I watched the first minute. You gotta watch the whole thing.
It's worth it. But that makes me want to watch He-Man. The animation on that show was so cool.
Do you think He-Man holds up?
No, probably not, but I don't know. I don't know either.
I think
the animation would, because it's kind of like that Disney animation where it doesn't really...
Was He-Man one of those shows that was... The show was created to sell the toy?
I know absolutely nothing about it.
Because G.I. Joe and I think Transformers, the toys were created first, and then they created the show to sell the toys.
I don't know, but the show was massively popular, so He-Man? I think it was high quality, yeah. Like, I mean, when you ask, like, for us, like, X-Men was our favorite cartoon.
I would put Batman anime series over it.
I don't think you would have said that when you were a kid.
I don't know, man. It was close.
I feel like you always were an X-Men fan when you were a probably. Kid, much more than Batman. But either way, what kids that are older than us, like my brother Joe, all of them are He-Man.
Yeah.
You know, that's like their X-Men or Ninja Turtles too.
You might be right on the X-Men thing. That cartoon was just so was awesome. Well done.
I used to wake up, was it Saturday morning cartoons? Yeah.
I think it was that, Spider-Man, and what else was on that block?
I don't know.
Spider-Man anime series was really good too.
Ninja Turtles was it?
I think that was a past their time, yeah.
Yeah. Ninja Turtles was so good.
Maybe
too.
What was that Killer Tomatoes show?
I don't even remember. What holds up better, Ninja Turtles or X-Men?
X-Men, definitely.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't seen either since I was a kid.
You remember that one show with the sharks that wore rollerblades?
What the fuck was
the name of that show?
I know what you're talking about.
And there was
it's not even on the tip of my tongue though.
Biker Mice from Mars?
No, yeah.
That may have been on that block.
Oh, yeah. That was a great block.
Ghostbusters might have been on there.
I think of sitting on my couch, Indian style, with my cereal.
Yeah.
X-Men was the gem of that. Like, that was God. The one that I didn't really care if I saw anything else but X-Men.
I don't know if...
I love, too, like, this great part about animated series, they could have the Sentinels, which I think is one of the coolest parts of X-Men, and, like, actually have them be, like, 100 fucking feet tall or whatever they are, you know?
I think they did, like, a Days of Future... It may have been called Days of Future Past episode, and I've talked about it before on the show. It's one of the best, like, arcs I've ever seen. It's, like, when Wolverine and Storm have to go back, but Wolverine's finally happy because him and Storm are together, and they have to... If they go back, they know they'll never be together and shit, so they kind of go back. There's, like, so much drama, and then, like... the Phoenix Saga.
Phoenix Saga was so well done. Yeah. It really was.
Yeah, that was a good show.
It really was.
And I think
another show that I like to not watch all of it, obviously, but like watch a few episodes.
I went back and watched the whole thing like within the last 5 years. That's amazing. I don't know if they have it on Netflix still, but they did have the whole series on Netflix.
Oh, that music still. I can still hear. Yeah. All right. So, what do you want to talk next? Star Wars or
we'll stay in the DC world.
Okay. So yeah. So Batman vs Superman was the other trailer, which thank God they leaked the HD version because that was another.
They just released it.
Did they? Well, yeah. I saw one of the leaks. They were like it leaked. Fuck it.
Yeah.
Let's release it.
It's up to like almost 30 million views on YouTube.
Yeah. Well, I thought the first trailer for this was very weak because it was just a teaser trailer that didn't show shit. But this one was very cool.
It's really good.
I'm still nervous just because of the man who's directing it.
Yeah, I mean...
I just hope that there's... I have a little bit of hope because there's Batman and Superman, and they need to tell both their stories, which means they're going to have less time for crazy action scenes. Yeah. Now, I'm all for crazy action scenes, but you have to have that story. And who's actually writing it with him?
The guy that wrote Argo.
Yeah, so he has like a super famous writer with him, and I'm hoping that helps too, because that guy's just a visual special effects guy.
Well, the thing is with this movie, if this movie flops, or if it's as good as Man of Steel, which I think Man of Steel is a good movie, I liked it, but if this movie does that, if it's only as good as Man of Steel, that DC whole block that they're trying to do is fucked.
Yeah.
It won't be good enough.
Yeah.
But... God, Ben Affleck is such a badass Batman. Never thought I would say he looks perfect for that part.
Yeah, he looks
and
cool.
And to finally be able to see Batman and him in motion in the bat suit and stuff, fighting people. God, it was good.
Yeah, it was very cool. I'm trying to think of what happened now.
The Joker part was my favorite part, where they show they show the Robin uniform with the Joker writing on it.
Said,
"Ha, the joke's on you." That's so cool.
Yeah, it was really neat. They showed a different. Did you see the picture of the different bat suit too?
No, I didn't. Is it the one where he's in the desert?
Maybe
it's in the trailer. He's wearing two in the trailer.
Yeah,
one with like the goggles and shit.
Yeah. I thought that was really cool too.
Yeah, it's really good. And Wonder Woman looks so badass.
Yeah, well, I don't understand why she's in it because I don't know the story.
I think they're just working on bringing in the Justice League.
Doesn't it seem like they're crowbarring her in?
Probably.
Yeah, that'll be interesting.
She could also like she protects the Earth kind of deal, so she could be coming in, like trying to see what Superman's all about.
I think the hardest part of this is going to be obviously making it realistic that a god could fight a human and have it be a fair fight.
You need to read Dark Knight Returns.
Yeah.
Because that's what they're going to... I mean, I watched the Comic-Con panel, and Zack Snyder said he's not... This isn't the Dark Knight Returns story. It's like... He said there's some, like, homage to it, mm-hmm. but it's not that. It's a different story. I don't know if I believe him. He might be lying, but... I mean, a lot of it just screams Dark Knight Returns.
Yeah.
But they do it clever in that, so...
Yeah. I mean, does he work with Lex Luthor? Is that why he's in it?
Who?
Batman.
Oh. Well, they explain in the trailer, not in the trailer, the panel, Zack Snyder says, like, throughout, like, the DC world, it's always been, like, Metropolis is over here, Gotham's over here. In this world, they're, like, separated by a bay.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why Lex Luthor would be, like, that's how... Bruce Wayne and Lex Luthor would know each other because they probably do business together or they're competitors and shit like that.
Interesting. Yeah, I just hope... I think that movie will be awesome if they put a ton of work into character development. Because, like, we know there's going to be big fight scenes and all that stuff, but that's not what makes those movies good.
It seemed darker, which what I want from, like, that movie.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't think there's going to be... I think they're going to be very careful, like... I should careful this because it didn't seem like they were being very careful with the destruction with the Wonder Woman thing. It looked like she was blowing shit up. But that it kind of looked like it was a barren kind of area. But I was going to say, the way like Superman's able to fight or Batman's able to fight Superman. Superman doesn't kill people. It's like a rule. Like he's kind of like Batman. So, mm-hmm. I mean, you could probably punch Superman in the face and he's not going to do anything to you.
Right.
Too bad. So I don't know. I think it looks awesome. It's one of the best trailers I've seen in a long time.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, I'm wary of any trailer these days because people are so good at making trailers now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Even for the shittiest movies now. But it did have a lot of what I'm looking for.
And let's be honest, Zack Snyder's never really made a great movie.
No, I don't think so.
I mean, 300 was cool.
It was. I think Watchmen was his best movie.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about Watchmen.
But I still wouldn't say it was great.
I didn't like Watchmen.
I thought visually it was great.
He's had two movies.
You're right. Watchmen, yeah.
He's had two movies I didn't like the first time I saw them. I wasn't sold on Man of Steel the first time I watched it. Then I came back and I watched it again. I liked it better second time. And the Watchmen, I hated the first time I watched it. I watched it later and I love that movie.
Yeah, but I wouldn't say he's made a great movie. I think if you go back and watch 300, that movie kind of sucks. It was visually amazing.
Cool. It's visually cool.
It was visually amazing, but like it is a bore fest once you've seen it once and you go back. It was visually incredible.
It's way better than the sequel, which he didn't really.
I never saw it because I knew it would blow.
I just know the pressure's on for like this is a $1 billion movie. This movie will probably make $1 billion, but if it's not good,
yeah. But if it doesn't,
if it's like, I think it will. I mean, it's going to make money. I mean, who doesn't want to see...
They're hyping the shit out of it.
But if it's not good, DC's in trouble. This leads to everything else, and if they fuck this up...
Because, I mean, the problem with the DC universe is that their three biggest stars are Joker, Superman, and Batman, and two of them are in the same story arc. So it's like, Marvel can go Spider-Man and X-Men and, like, Iron Man and Thor, and, like, they just have way more characters that they can... jump back and forth between. Now DC has that, but not as commercially, you know what I'm saying?
And also somebody on Twitter, I forget who it was, made a good point. DC can make good supervillain movies. Like the supervillains or the villains are always awesome, but they can't really nail the heroes, and Marvel can do the opposite.
Right.
So I mean the Batman and Superman have to be great in this movie. And so does Wonder Woman.
Yeah. Well, and that Wonder Woman is going to be key because obviously they're going to try to make a Wonder Woman and stuff her into a bunch of different stuff. So if she just kind of falls flat, it's going to be bad for
them.
She
definitely looked the part. Like, everybody that was worried about, because she didn't really have, like, the frame or whatever, I thought she looked just...
Yeah, I hope that she doesn't take away from that. I hope they didn't say, like, Zach, you have to put Wonder Woman into the story. I hope it's, like, a natural part of the story. You know? I don't know anything about the story, so it could very well be.
She could just be, like, a cameo. I mean, it's called right. Dawn of Justice, so this is leading into, like, a Justice League movie.
Right.
Actually, I'm kind of more interested to see... Because it also came out reported that Ben Affleck is going to write, direct, and star in a Batman film. So
interesting.
And he's like, say what you like, he's kind of a goofball, or whatever. But he can direct.
Oh, his last five movies have been
unbelievable. Amazing. Yeah. Gone Girl was he was awesome. I don't know, was he just in it? I don't know if he directed that.
I think he might have.
Argo was phenomenal.
Yeah.
And he really, really looks like Bruce Wayne and Batman. He looks so good in that suit, and he looks so, like, that scene where that building's crashing and he's running into, like the dust and stuff, it's so good.
Yeah, that was very cool.
I don't know, he's
that really, was ridiculous, that scene where the building just falls over.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I'm excited about that. Star Wars, last one. I thought this was an epic trailer because it showed nothing about the movie.
Yeah, it was just like a behind the scenes.
It was behind the scenes. Yeah. I thought it was so cool though because you know how I've been harping for like 10 podcasts about how there's just too much CGI these days and like some movies need to use it. Like Superman, you have to have CGI, obviously. But Nolan's Batman's, they used almost zero CGI because they use real explosions and real sets. And I used to see them in New York when I was living there that you could, they block off all streets. And for Star Wars, one of the magical parts about the original Star Wars was those miniatures and real sets and going to the fucking desert instead of putting a green screen. And when you watch those hilarious, what's the guy's name? Shit, the one that I sent you of like, he's like the fat serial killer who reviews movies.
Mr. Plankett?
Plankett, yeah, Mr. Plankett. He one of the things he harps on is the fact that like, he basically just made these movies sitting with a coffee with a bunch of green screens because he's so lazy. And it ruined the movies. There were rumors
that he wasn't even on set sometimes.
Yeah, it was a joke. It was just a cash-in. So they've showed this, and like it was amazing. Like all of the costumes are real. All of the sets are real.
Yeah, it was cool.
And it was cool, too, because I don't want to know too much about it. So I'd rather see a three-minute trailer of like
I was actually kind of pissed when, I mean, I knew it was going to happen, but they showed like the main chick in the Millennium Falcon with
Right.
Like, I felt like that was too much of a spoiler.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. That's one of my biggest problems these days is all these trailers tell too much. What was the one that was, oh, people were really bitching about the Terminator one.
Oh, yeah, when they showed like, Arnold.
Or no, I think it was it that or was it that, what's the son's name? Or the, whatever, it doesn't matter. Anyway, they showed like a huge plot.
Oh, did they? I didn't.
They showed a huge part of the plot. In the trailer. And people were like, what the fuck?
That movie looked like it was shit anyway.
Yeah, I didn't care about that movie.
It performed that way. But yeah, like with Batman, you could show me just about everything because like, I kind of know, right. You kind of get the gist of it. It's like that thing I was saying before, like a couple weeks ago. When you watch the Avengers, you know the Avengers aren't going to die. Mm-hmm. I know Batman and Superman are going to die in this movie. But the thing with Star Wars, I don't want to know anything.
Right, because this is a brand new story, so we don't know anything.
Like, I'm going in, like, the only part of the world of Star Wars I know is from the 6 movies and some of the video games. I don't really know the lore, and I believe they cut out, like, all the canon that's not the movies. When Disney bought them.
Yeah, so
they're, like, starting fresh.
I love when people say stuff like that, like, well, you should know that because of the book. I'm like, I didn't read the fucking book.
Yeah.
Like, they do that in video games, too. Yeah. They didn't explain this part. Well, you should have read this book side story. It's like, nah, I shouldn't have to do that. But, yeah, I thought that was awesome. A really good set of trailers from that Comic-Con.
Did you see the Deadpool one?
I saw an animated gif of it. That's about it.
Okay, it was good.
Yeah.
I mean, it's leaked. If you want to watch like a little 2x2 screen,
yeah,
it looked funny and it looked gory, Deadpool should be.
I can't get excited about that movie. I hope it's good, but I don't know why.
Yeah, I mean I don't care, but I'm happy for the Deadpool fans that got fucked in that Wolverine movie. Holy shit, was Deadpool horrible in that fucking movie?
I hate when they do that. It's like when they threw in Venom and Spider-Man 3. It's like one of the greatest all-time villains, and I didn't know what's funny is I still haven't even seen that. I just heard it was horrible because I turned that movie off halfway through.
It's really bad.
Does he make an appearance as fully Venom or the human part
at the end? At the end, it's Venom. There's like six fucking people fighting at
Why
the end.
Why would they do that? Like,
because they wanted plan to sell on toys or whatever.
Did they plan on making a fourth with Venom in it? Because they didn't. They ended the series at that point.
I think they just wanted to sell shit.
And why haven't they made a Spider-Man with Venom in it? Or even more
probably
because Carnage.
Probably what Topher Grace did to that fucking character.
Right.
The stain is probably still there.
Yeah, that's just crazy. It's like that's like the second most popular villain, third most.
They should just go like DC Dark for one movie because they're not a part of the Marvel. Well, actually, Spider-Man's kind of back in.
Yeah,
Marvel,
apparently they're gonna do
but
that.
They could have went like a Dark Knight with Carnage.
That'd be so sick. I've said this to you before. I think they should just do a Carnage movie.
Yeah,
that'd be so awesome. They'll never do it though.
No.
So, leaving on some depressing news. Well, we'll do Konami removes Kojima from the box art first.
Yeah, I joked on our Facebook page, which you guys should all like, and it's like on Facebook, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no like, subscribe.
Blow us on Facebook.
Yeah, I wrote, what a bunch of cocks, meaning Konami's kind of screwing over Kojima, but like when I was thinking about more, it's like, does it really matter? How many developers like get single names?
Yeah.
I mean, unless I understand Kojima Productions made it, but...
The thing that I don't understand is... Like, it just seems like such a spiteful thing to do because, like, he obviously made the game, so why not just leave it on there?
You know what I mean? I wonder if it's on the back.
Maybe. It just seems like such a petty thing to do. Yeah. It's like, literally, it's the same exact box art. They just removed Kojima's name twice.
That'd be funny if you play the entire game, there's just a watermark that says Kojima.
Yeah. Like a hidden button press.
I just want to know what happened. They'll never talk about it.
I don't think they will. That's like,
because it's.
I feel like the Japanese culture is too like close mouth for
that. It kind of sounds like Konami wants to get out of expensive video games as a business, but it also sounds like Kojima costs business or Konami a fucking fortune to make games.
Yeah.
So
well, my question is this: like, yeah, Kojima is known for running his budget way over, but have they ever lost money on one of his games?
I don't know. I don't know how well those games.
Because if they have, I doubt they would have approved Metal Gear Solid 5.
I feel like Metal Gear is a well-known game, but I don't know that many people to play it.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like this one's going to sell big for the same reason Bloodborne did, which is there's not much else out there.
Yeah.
Actually, that's not true currently, I guess, because we've had a good with The Witcher and a bunch of other stuff coming out, so there's actually some stuff now, but yeah, I'm looking forward to that. And finally, the depressing news of the week is the president, Iwata, from Nintendo, passed away at 55. I couldn't believe he was that young.
That sucks.
That's crazy. The most memorable quote that everyone is using, which kind of summed him
up. Was it something we said shitty about him?
Probably. It said, I'll get to that. On my business card, I am a corporate president. In my mind, I am a game developer, but in my heart, I am a gamer. I've said before how I don't think he should be president anymore. I think what he did was amazing things in the past.
I won't go there.
Yeah.
I kind of will, but.
But I mean, you know, I think the Wii was an anomaly, which he scored for Nintendo, but I think that it was so short-sighted to just lean on that for the Wii U.
Yeah.
But that being said, he's got one of the most ridiculous backgrounds of all time. My favorite story about him. So first of all, you know, Earthbound's like the most expensive video game I think that you can get. Apparently, he developed that entire game himself.
Like to buy?
Yeah. Apparently, it's like super rare. I think it's Earthbound. Don't quote
me on
that.
Is that the NES game?
I think so.
Okay. I always get that confused with Fire Emblem.
Yeah.
For some reason,
I think so. But one of the coolest things I saw is he was like a ridiculous game developer, coder. And back in the day, that's how he started, which is really cool, too, because there was, like, a series of people that ran Nintendo. It was all from the same family since its inception. And he was the first one not to be from that family. And he was a game developer who was, like, the sickest game developer in the company. And when he was, like, I don't think he was president, but maybe he was, like, something just below that. Whatever. He was, like, a high-level executive, maybe president. And the GameCube was out. And Super Smash Bros. Melee was coming out, which is obviously key to that system because that system was struggling big time. And I think it was like a holiday release, probably. There's 3 weeks left, and they didn't think they were going to be able to make the deadline because they just had like a shit ton of bugs. He was so talented and so dedicated that as the president or executive went down there, took over all of the bug squashing himself, and directed the team and got the game to release. And that game obviously still works. So, Jesus. Like, That's a guy who's
I've never
like,
heard of that story.
Yeah, that's a guy who probably like wasn't even coding that much anymore. Maybe he was. He probably was, obviously, because he's so – but like he wasn't involved in the coding of that game, and he was so talented that he was able to go down there, and he had the ambition to go down there and say, I'm going to do this. In 3 weeks, he was able to squash enough bugs to get it released.
What a shame.
That's crazy, right?
Yeah.
So I bet you there's a lot of really cool stories about him out there. I've read a couple of them. I'm sure they'll come out. But yeah,
oh, shit.
55.
Get that package from Laurel.
Oh, shit.
I almost completely forgot. Open that bad boy up in front of the camera. Laurel, one of our favorite people in the whole wide world, was kind enough to send us a gift.
God, I hope it's Vicodins.
We're just going to open it right now.
All right.
We have no idea what it is.
She probably thinks we forgot about it.
Looks like a book.
Looks like a book.
It's Fabio's on the cover.
50 Shades of what? A gift from, hi, Annie. Heard you guys talking about...
There you go,
Mark. A gift from 8-Bit Bourbon. Hi, Annie and Adam. Heard you guys talking about Sony and Nintendo on the podcast. Figured you'd like to read this. Go ahead and give it away to a listener if you already have it. Read it. Enjoy. From Laurel Scott. Laurel, you are the goddamn shit. And I've heard of this book. It's very
famous. I've heard
famous.
Of that, too.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's awesome.
Let me see it.
I should probably do a better job with the camera, huh?
Console Wars. Wow, thank you, Laurel.
That's fucking sweet.
I wonder if there's some cool Iwata stuff in there.
Yeah, I bet you there is.
When did he take over?
He's 55, so probably 20 years
Jesus,
ago.
Jesus, I think Laurel killed Iwata trying to get us to read all these stories.
Dude, this is sweet.
See in there? Pictures?
That's
probably the only page I'll read. I'm just kidding.
Someone's hugging a Sonic. Nope, Nakayama.
You know what we should do with this? Good idea, right now. We should start a book club thing.
Uh-huh.
After me and you read it, we'll send it to a listener. We'll write our name in there, and then after the listener reads it, he'll send it to another listener.
I'm totally in for that, and I don't ever see it going anywhere.
Yeah, this book is just like thick.
How many pages is it?
Five.
Yeah, I think it's just thick pages.
Wow, Laurel. That's fucking awesome.
Laurel, you're the shit. And actually, I've heard that book is really cool. It's got all the inside stories
Didn't some bad shit go down between these people?
This is going to make me want to quit my job and do something else. I know it. I don't know.
Like corporate espionage?
Oh, well, that was part of... Oh, speaking of which, Podcast Beyond. Did we already talk about... I know we mentioned it, but did we talk about after I listened to it? That was so good.
It was a Podcast Unlocked.
Podcast Unlocked, yeah.
Yeah, that if you haven't listened to Phil Spencer...
It's just a 10. Yeah. It's a must listen. It's some of the story... those guys are so level-headed. It was so interesting to hear them talk.
This is going to be a movie? Soon to be a major motion picture?
I heard that, which is very odd. I hope it's like... I'd rather have it released as a documentary than a motion picture.
God, I hope Seth Rogen and Evan Goldberg aren't behind it.
Yeah, no, right.
But wow, Laurel, this is fucking awesome.
Laurel, you're the shit. I'm gonna get you a chicken so that you can take it to your local chicken killer.
We're gonna send you a nice glass piece so you can smoke all your legal weed.
I think we should end it right there.
Yeah. Anything more? I mean, hopefully. Well, I haven't asked you. What do you think? What do you think's next for Nintendo? Miyamoto take over?
I think it's gotta be Miyamoto, but I think it should be Miyamoto as like an interim position till they get the NX out, and then you could pick someone maybe more executive. Because Miyamoto's. Yeah. Miyamoto and Iwata are clearly the two most important guys there. Miyamoto's really like Zelda, Mario, I mean, all that shit. But does he have the business acumen to do that job?
Yeah, it's
going to
be weird.
But
also, you don't want all business to come in there and fuck up Nintendo.
Sure.
I mean, there was a lot of shit going on. Like, I'm sure they have the stuff planned out far down the road with the NX, the other mobile stuff. They had a dying system. No games that people were excited about.
Yeah,
it's gonna be an interesting time for Nintendo to see where they go. I mean, obviously the loss of life is more important, but this is gonna be a hard time for Nintendo as a company.
Yeah, it will be interesting. I mean, I think Iwata should have been like head of marketing rather than president. That's my opinion on the thing because I think that he was lacking a little bit of that business. But I mean, you see guys like Phil Spencer now. Turning around Xbox, and it's partially because I'm sure he's very business savvy, but it's also because he's like a human being that speaks to people, and like that's what Iwata was. He was like the voice that he used to do Ask Iwata or whatever, like some like weekly thing or monthly thing, and like that's why people loved him, is because he was just the guy that would like be a normal dude to everybody.
Yeah.
So I don't know
me either.
It's gonna be really interesting.
It's tough.
I love all the guys. I love what's his name? Reggie, too.
He's weird looking.
He's weird as shit, but that's why I like him in the same way I like Steve Ballmer. They're like fucking crazy. Yeah. You know what I mean? But I imagine
Reggie just sits at his office, does nothing all day.
Yeah, I don't think that he but they need him to like have some sort of American presence because the rest of that company is so like I don't even know that they all speak perfect English. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like they need that
American. Did you ever go presence. To the Nintendo of America store in New York City when you live there? Isn't there like a big Nintendo store?
I don't know. I've never been. Never walked by it.
I guess you're too cool for it.
I didn't know it existed, but I'm definitely also too cool for it. Right. Yeah. So anyway, thank you again, Laurel.
Yeah, thank you so much. You're that was the awesome.
Shit. I'm going to go.
And all you guys should send us gifts.
Yeah, seriously. Where the fuck are the rest of them?
I know. It's been, what, 84 weeks?
We're going to send all of Jay's collection to random listeners.
We're gonna send Laurel all of Jay's collection.
Would you like 7 ColecoVisions, Laurel? So that's it. Follow us. We're gonna try to do more twitching. We're 8-Bit Bourbon on Twitch, obviously. We're 8BitBourbon@gmail.com if you want to write us questions or send us gifts. We'll get you our address.
Subscribe to our YouTube channel. We got some videos up.
Yep. Obviously 8-Bit Bourbon. And I don't know, Twitter, Facebook, like us, all that shit. And that's it for this week, I think. I'm Andy.
I'm Adam.
We're 8-Bit Bourbon.